Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's going to be a beautiful day out here in Seattle. And I woke up in a very good mood. So I just know that today is going to be a good day. I'm manifesting that. But welcome to the show. It's your girl, Jazz, and
Shantae. And good afternoon to those who are listening on the East Coast, because we've been up.
Is it afternoon already?
It's morning. We're about to hit 11, you know.
I got you. But still, I got you. I was like, dang. That really puts it into perspective.
And a weather update here. It's not looking too good, which is interesting because I have a flight to catch. And that is interesting.
Wouldn't it just be terrible if your flight got canceled?
You know, half of me wants to say no. The other half is like, yes. I don't want to have to go through the trouble of trying to catch a flight tomorrow.
Right.
Like,
right.
If my flight got canceled, I would just be here. Like, I would just stay in Atlanta and be like, sorry, guys, the weather's just not going to permit me to come.
And you're just going to have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to another episode. Today's going to be a good one. We are going to do, well, actually, Shantae, you're the one that does the little rundown. What are we doing in this week's episode?
We're going to get into a weekly recap because we haven't done that in about a month since
we've been
talking about mental health awareness and having our, you know, awesome guests on to talk about mental health. Then we're going to get into our icebreaker. We're playing our favorite Heads Up. We're going to do the Pride Month deck. That should be interesting. I'm excited to see what some of these cards say. We're going to get into reviews of the week since movie theaters are open again. You know, people have been to the movies and we've seen things that are out. And
I've seen two movies in theaters already. Two.
Okay, then, she's not excited at all. It's the little things, you guys. And then for our hot topic, we're actually going to do a hot topic roundup again, because we were talking about mental health for the entire month of May. There was a lot going on. And when I say a lot, I mean almost too much. Like, everybody needs to chill. It's scaring me for what's to come when we are all clear to get back outside, because I'm like, if this much is going on when we're still in the dark or in the gray or whatever you want to call it, post-COVID, it's going to be interesting. So we've got a lot to talk about. It should be a lot of fun. But let's get into our weekly recaps. What have we been up to?
Well, you know what's crazy is I actually went to the movies on Monday and saw A Quiet Place 2. And so, we'll, obviously, you know, we'll deep dive into that when we get into our reviews of the week. But, that was really nice. I also had a really nice home-cooked dinner that night. You know, I had a little friend of mine make me some delicious chicken and broccoli and rice. And
there a little was friend or a big friend?
A big friend. I worked at the club over the weekend, which was really fun. I really like the new Sarajevo. They did a really nice job with that spot. So working there has been really fun. I love how they've got it set up. And I can't wait till we're fully open to see what that actually looks like weekend to weekend. Outside of that, nothing really too crazy or exciting has happened. My poor little cat was in heat and she was just over here ruining the vibe of the house for a few days. She's just, you know, when she's in heat, she's a mess. You know, she makes all kinds of gross noises. She does this weird little butt dance. She doesn't leave you alone. Yeah, she's super clingy. It's annoying. But hey, that's my fault. I'm better fixed. and then, yeah, you know, we have another announcement that we'll get into right after our weekly recap. But we're really excited about that, too. Shantae, talk to us.
So I really haven't done too much in the past week or so. I did have an interview for a permanent position with Liberty Mutual, so that was exciting. I've really been, I don't want to say gunning for that because that seems like I'm too eager or like desperate, but like, you know, I really like Liberty Mutual as a company and I really want to, you know, be hired on full time. So I've been looking for opportunities in that way a lot and few have been popping up. So that's exciting. Still waiting to hear back on that. This weekend I went to Hibachi with my family. It was really good. I always get steak and chicken because if you know me, I'm a steak girl.
Yeah. You love your steak.
Much rice that like I had enough to eat for the next 2 days.
Dang.
Yeah, it was crazy and also amazing, but I ate all my steak there, so all I had was rice and chicken left. You know, like they could have given more steak. The steak to rice
ratio. You just couldn't pace yourself, could you? You just couldn't pace yourself. Nope.
At all. Like he didn't even get to the vegetables. No, he hadn't even got to the chicken and I had 3 pieces of steak left and I was like, dang. Darn.
You should have ordered some more. Be like, you know what? Throw some more on there so that by the time I get full, I still have that, you know.
I'd like
you know
some what I mean? Double steak, please.
Yeah. Steak time too.
And then after we went to Hibachi, we went to see the movie The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, and you guys. I'm going to get into that in our review of the week, but if you know me, I'm a scaredy cat. I don't do scary movies. I don't do scary movies based off true stories. I don't do scary movies based on demons. And we were in the second row from the front. And let me tell you, when I ran up out of there, I actually ran up out of the theater at the end. I was like, all right, it's over and I'm gone. I don't need to stay for the scary real life tapings or anything like that. It was a lot. I can't wait to talk about it.
I love it. I love it.
I got to give you some more steak.
I can't wait to see it.
Run out of there. I need some more steak.
I was a bit pressured into it because it was me, my dad, my stepmom, but then my younger sister who's 15 and then my stepmom's niece who's 10. And they were like, we're going to see The Conjuring. And I was like, I guess I can't act like a chicken because I'm 30.
You
and
have
I'm like,
to. Right. Okay, so really quickly, I just went to HBO because I heard that it was also streaming on there as well. And it's the first thing that popped up for me. It said stream now or add to my list. So I'm definitely going to try to check that out ASAP. I'm excited.
I definitely recommend the movie theater experience if you want to be scared out of your pants.
I'm just going to watch it on my big TV with the lights off.
I'm telling you, the movie theater experience cannot be matched.
No, trust me, I know that, but I've already been to two, you know, I don't know if I could do a third. I might be tapping myself out too soon.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
It is. Definitely. Do you remember that other Conjuring movie we tried to watch?
Exactly. Oh. Yes. I already knew.
The lights on. It was scary and we had the lights on. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that was a great movie. I guess I recommend it if you like scary movies and if you've seen any of the other Conjuring movies, it's a great follow-up.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get more into that in the review. I'll try not to spoil anything.
Or do.
Before we get into our icebreaker today, we want to remind you guys that we have I don't know. I wasn't even really reading the script.
I know, girl. You was over here
all over the place.
Winging it. Yeah.
If you guys are small business owners, creatives, or musicians, entrepreneurs, we have 30 and 45 second ad space available. No matter what the occasion, the service, or the product, we have a slot for you. You could email us at thewayjt@gmail.com or you can DM us at thewayjazzandtay for our rates.
Additionally, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and to the show on Apple Podcasts. Also, we have an additional place to check us out, and that is our very own website, which is thewayjtpod.com. So you guys, check that out. We just launched that on Monday. Shantae put so much work into this and it looks really good. So We have all of our episodes on there. There's our media kit package on there. There is, what else is on there? There's
contact us form.
There you go. Yes.
If you want to about us page, you can listen to our episodes on there. You can find all our social media and our YouTube on there.
Exactly. Yes.
Whatever, you know.
Check it. Yeah. Check it out, you guys. Your support means everything to us, and we really do appreciate all the love. Okay. So keep it up. Now that we've got our formalities out of the way, let's get into our icebreaker. Okay, so I need to go ahead and make sure that I'm doing this right so that I don't see the answers and cheat. but we are going to go ahead and get into our icebreaker, which is Heads Up, one of our favorite games. And we are doing the Pride edition. So I'm going to be honest, like reading it, I'm a little bit intimidated. Okay. So here's what to expect. Happy Pride. This is a collection of LGBTQIA plus icons, legends, and stars, including Marsha P. Johnson, Elton John, Janelle Monáe, Anderson Cooper, and more. Get your teammate to guess the word on the card without saying the word itself. Are you ready?
No, because I thought it was going to be themes and stuff and people, and it's just people. Ah, okay.
Yeah, I definitely will say that I was not expecting that. I was thinking like I don't know, like events.
I don't really know what I was thinking at all.
We'll see. Okay, do you want to go first?
Like guessing? I'll guess first.
Oh, okay. Does that mean that I see it? I'm so sorry. Why am I like...
You put it on your forehead first.
Okay, cool. I'm like, what is...
Or no, wait. Okay, you're guessing first. My bad. Sorry.
Right. That's why I was like, can you see it?
Yes. She was in Twilight, and she's really bad at acting.
Oh, Kristen Stewart?
Yes. Skip this one.
Okay. Skip it?
Yes. Because what is that? When you're really famous and you're like the best.
Legend. A living okay. Legend.
Give me
legendary.
Yes. It's a TV
hey.
Show.
Hey.
I don't know what this is. Skip this.
Okay.
This is hard. Nope.
Oh man.
Nope. Your brother's name? Nope.
Oh, I have a lot of them.
Oh, I don't like it.
And we're done.
That was really hard.
That was.
There were people from TikTok on there. I'm like, what?
Who are those?
There's TikTok couples? Right.
Oh man.
Some of these names I've never even seen.
TikTok couples?
Heard.
I didn't even what?
Valid okay, effort. Yeah. Valid effort.
Like I know who Zachary Quinto is, but the other ones that you had me skip, I don't think I know.
Yeah, I was gonna try and get you to that one by saying your brother's name.
Right,
I didn't know
Zachary,
how to get, you to
I get
Quinto.
It.
So
okay. Do you have the deck pulled up?
I do.
Okay, cool. I'm ready. That was way more challenging than I expected. I'm nervous.
Yeah. Can you see it?
Yeah, get closer. Oh, don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't
RuPaul.
Be a drag, just be a queen. No, the song that I'm singing. I'm on the right track, baby. I was
born
by
Lady Gaga.
Yes. Go down. Yep.
Oh,
it's okay. Okay, put it down a little bit. Skip it. I don't know who that is. Oh, when two girls like each other, you identify as a...
Lesbian?
Yes. Okay, it's what the Q stands for in LGBTQIA.
Queer?
Yes. Oh, okay. We listened to her album. She danced with the devil.
Demi Lovato.
Yes. Ah, skip it. I don't know that one. Oh, wait, we do. Just kidding. I don't know who that is either. No, those last two were a wash.
Two. Oh, wait. I got like four.
Yeah, because remember you skipped the first one.
Oh, since, hey, we were watching that TV show.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I said that after that. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I actually do know that. But I don't think I would have known how to get you there because I only watched like maybe two episodes, to be honest. Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yes. Oh, he's on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He's, honey, does the hair.
Jonathan Van Ness.
Yes. Oh, she is on Parks and Rec. She plays April. You probably don't
Aubrey know. Aubrey Plaza.
Yes. No, skip
it. Okay.
Very popular place. Very popular place in West Hollywood.
Very popular place in West Hollywood.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never been.
It's okay.
He is a he's on television, like a talk show host. Which one is this? Like
Clay Aiken. Seacrest, Ryan Seacrest.
He interviews all the people from Real Housewives.
Oh.
See?
You identify as this.
Bisexual!
Yes. Okay.
You said it so loudly. Bisexual!
Right? Andy Cohen. Okay, so see, I know who he is now.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know Andy Cohen. Okay, gotcha.
There's been some people on the list, and I'm like, are they... Should they be in this deck? I didn't know. I'm learning things. Like Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, I knew that.
She's the quirky one.
Who's Janet Mock? Who is that?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right, ready? Hold it down a little bit when you do it.
Okay. Let me push this back a little bit.
All right. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm going to get you. You got four last time. I'm going to go for at least like six. Okay.
Easy.
Yeah. I don't know who that is. bring it in. Oh, okay. When you go out into the woods and there's tents and tarps and you make s'mores, you are where?
Pitching a tent. Play. Oh, glamping, camping.
There you go. That's okay. Fine. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Me too.
We are these, never mind, skip it. I don't know what that is. Just skip it. Oh, okay. Tick tock, don't stop, make it putty, dun, dun. Kesha. Who sings that song? Yes. Yes. I don't know that, skip it. He's on, American Horror Story. He played a vampire. He's really sexy. Oh, he was also in Magic Mike, one of the dancers.
Channing Tatum.
The gay one.
Channing Tatum is bisexual.
No, okay. I said gay.
I don't know which one is.
It's Matt Bomer.
Oh, I wasn't going to get there. Oh, is he the skinny one?
Yeah, with the really like bright blue eyes. He did like Barbie. Show. He did Barbie.
Like suit and ties.
Oh, like, yes. Blue collar.
Blue collar. That's what it was. Blue ties.
Yes, that's him. That's exactly who that is.
Well, now that I know his name.
Okay, do you want to do one more round or shall we kick it?
How are we doing on time?
22, 23.
All right, that's fine. Let's go ahead and kick it. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Ready? Okay. Oh, she's in Claws. She was also in Reno 911.
Oh, Niecy Nash.
Yes. Okay, they do this at a ball, and they're like, and the blank ball, or have you ever watched Posed?
Yes.
It's what we're doing for this game. They have different...
Oh, categories.
Yes.
I'll give it to you.
Category is.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
When it's like, if you were to have a heart attack, or what is your, this thing doing?
Beating.
No, if you have a heart attack, okay, like, if you die...
It stops. Your heart stops.
Okay, let's go with that. I know this guy, but I don't. Skip it.
Okay.
Okay, so people eat this. It's a food that's like, it's like an Asian dish, and people put it on a lot of different things, and it has vinegar in it. I really don't like it.
Oh, kimchi, kimchi.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh. That was
what was the last one?
That was a good round.
The drag queen.
Yeah, that was a good one. Niecy Nash, category is... Oh, Bretman Rock!
I know that name.
He's from the Philippines. He, like, does makeup.
He does the makeup.
And, like, pole. He, like, also has a pole.
He looks really good these days.
Doesn't he, though?
Yeah, he's, like, starting to, like... I don't know. He's doing something different with his look, and I'm like...
Yeah, he looks great.
He always has looked good, but...
Exceptionally lately.
Okay. Let me hide myself you. Here we go. Last round. See if you can beat me. I don't think you can, but...
Okay.
Talking.
Right.
Talking.
I'm going to just skip all of them.
I just like that.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Okay, so I don't know that. Skip it. Never mind. Who is this? Skip it. Oh, okay. She writes a lot of... Oh, she wrote them. That she's a lesbian. She wrote them. She...
Oh, Hannah something.
No, skip it. Okay, she's having a baby. She used to date G-Eazy. She's also a singer.
Halsey.
Yes. I don't know who that is.
Oh, it was Lena Dunham.
Lena Waithe. I don't know who that is. Oh, okay. She's Tracy Ellis's mother. The
Diana
Supreme.
Ross.
Yes.
What?
I don't.
She's in Pride?
Well, I think, you know that song, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. That's like a Pride anthem.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like a Pride anthem. So I could see that. But I don't know if she is. Maybe.
Okay, so what we've learned.
That was hard.
About,
do you know,
we don't
I
know
skip?
Anything.
Okay, I was like, did I skip anyone that you actually would have gotten?
Oh, I just backed out of it. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that was very hard, as so, I thought it was once we realize it was going to be mostly people.
I was just going to say, I feel like I need to brush up this month on my knowledge of this stuff, you know? Like, you know how we do for Black History Month?
Yes.
I feel like I need to dedicate June to this because I'm a little shamed.
Hey,
I should have done.
This is what I say on Black History Month. It's all a learning curve, you
true.
Know?
True,
we're
true.
Learning. I learned a lot today. Half those people, I didn't know their names, and now I know that they're a part of the LGBTQIA plus community. So
there's a whole entire section on Hulu too that is like for LGBT, and they have it like broken down too. We're like, so L is for all of the like movies that touch on like, you know, maybe like lesbian themes. The B, they have all the movies and shows that like might maybe like touch on bisexuality and then et cetera. So
interesting.
I think that's a good place to start.
Kudos to Hulu.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I thought it was really cool because I feel like that would be kind of time consuming to do, you know? And it looks nice. It's a nice spread. So I hope it reads well for everyone else.
But now that we played an intense and very hard game of Heads Up, probably the hardest we've ever played outside of that DJ one that we did a couple weeks ago. We're going to go ahead and hop into a quick 2 to 3 minute break. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, girl. I just had to run and tell y'all about my favorite licensed esthetician, Easy Aesthetics by Elise. She helps me keep it right and tight, okay? I'm talking facials for your face, booty, and meow. Not only is she amazing at skincare services, but she also provides teeth whitening, body contouring, and services for men too. Book her for a private session, a kickback spa day with your girls, or date night with your man. Whatever you have in mind, just ask and she'll let you know how she can service you. Now that's what I call top-tier full service. DM her on Instagram for rates and services at Easy E Aesthetics. Again, that's Easy E Aesthetics with a Z. Tell her Jazz sent you. Now hurry before she books up.
What up, is the guy that never lies, as I have to say so.
Your bearded dad, DJ True.
And let me tell y'all about the Fuck Outta Here podcast, where we talk about current topics, interview everybody from any field or profession.
And let me tell you about our segment. Every week, we get somebody the out of here. Yeah, I said it, the out of here, no matter what.
And so tune in every Monday for new episodes
on YouTube and whatever streaming platform you listen to your podcast on.
Let's get it.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we played our icebreaker, Pride, the Pride deck, which we both were not very happy with how we did. However, It wasn't bad.
I knew, and I'm glad about it.
You know, we're not completely oblivious. We also did our review of the week and our introduction. And don't forget, you guys, we have a website that we launched, thewayjtpod.com. So don't forget.
Check that out.
Now we're going to go ahead and get into our review of the week. So we both mentioned earlier that we've been back in the theaters now that the outside is opening back up again. Shantae and I have both now seen a scary movie in theaters. Actually, technically, all the movies that between us we've seen are like thriller, horror. So Shantae, I'm going to have you go ahead and take the mic and talk to us about The Conjuring, because I feel like that is really hot news right now.
Well, I can't go too into depth about it because I don't want to ruin it. I definitely want everybody to see it. So I went and saw The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, which I think is the third movie in the series. Well, technically not, because there's all the Annabelle movies, but like in The Conjuring movies, I think it's the third one.
Oh, okay. Understood.
So a little bit about the story. Again, it is based on a true story that actually happened in the 80s. It is about Ed and Lorraine Warren, the two, I guess you could say, they're paranormal investigators. They go to this family who, you know, is experiencing some demonic activity. Somebody is possessed. They go in and things just turn like for the worst. Probably the worst that they've ever seen. Probably the worst that we've ever seen them see.
Lorraine, that character, she can also, she's kind of like a medium, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm
played by Vera Farmiga, who was also in Bates Motel.
Norma Bates!
Yes. I'm sure she was probably in one of the American Horror Stories, because she's always playing like,
in these really like scary, like, yeah.
movies. Alongside her husband is Ed Warren, and that's played by Patrick Wilson. And so basically everything goes like left in this one exorcism, and it's not like a quick fix. It goes on for like what feels like months. This is like a 2.5 hour movie. It was 2.5 hours too long, because there was no moment in the movie that wasn't like this, like climactic. I was like, I need a moment to collect myself. Can we get that, you know, boring backstory scene? Because I need to, like, take a break. There would be, like, two scary sequences happening at a time, and we're just flashing back. And I'm like, look, like, I need a break. Can we be driving down a windy road? Something. I need something. They do give you that, but it is far and few in between. It's really good. I would say everybody's acting was really good.
Of course.
Kudos to the little boy in the beginning of the movie. He did an amazing job. What I will say also is that this is actually based off of a true case that happened in the 80s, mm-hmm. where they actually, for the very first time, and I think it's the only time in, like, American history that they tried a case, and the reasoning or, like, the defense was demonic possession.
Oh,
now,
wow.
They didn't win it. I guess you could say in a way they won it, because the guy was being tried with, like, murder one. But they found him guilty of involuntary manslaughter due to demonic possession.
I didn't know. He did kill somebody.
Yes, somebody. Okay. Many people die.
Gotcha. Okay. Many people died.
Yes. Yes. So the actual person who the story is based off actually ended up doing 5 years in prison, only 5 years, because of the manslaughter charge.
Wow.
Yes. At the end of the movie, they were so nice to add in clippings from the actual exorcism.
I love it.
That's when I ran out of the movie theater, because I was like, deuces, I don't need to catch anything today. Peace out. It's been real. I had to use the restroom now. But all of that to say, it is a really great scary movie. Like, all the Conjuring movies, I feel like, are really good and really scary. So it just kind of follows that sequence. IMDb, however, gave it a 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 59%. And Metacritic gave it a 53%. So the
critics are
giving
it. Who are they? Why does their opinion matter?
They pop up all the time whenever I do.
Jazz. Who are they?
Right.
How do they get?
Let me. You know what? Just throw mine in there too. I give it a 68%. I haven't even seen it.
I'll say, I don't know. It was interesting because people leaving the movie were like, oh, that was so, like, funny and, like, silly. And I was like, there was no part to me where I was, like, giggling.
Oh. Maybe they think it's kind of corny. Like, it's not actually scary.
I mean, I feel like there are some scary movies where there is some comedic relief.
Yeah. Oh, understood. One of them. Understood.
At all, you know, like, you kind of know what's coming. It's kind of like, oh, like, we know, because if you've seen enough scary movies, you see the same tropes and the same kind of themes. And yeah, you see that, which is what made it less scary to me, but it was still pretty freaking scary. Like, I was just like, there's kids involved. I don't like kids and, like, exorcists. I don't like that. Too good of actors. Like, what's going on? How is he doing now that he's not in that role? You know?
Right. Okay. And understood. Then,
and there's a lot of darkness in it too. So, like, there's a lot of, like, you don't see something, and then all of a sudden something's in your face. And
I
was sitting second to the front row. So, like,
well, it was all up in your face.
On top of the, yeah, and it was loud. We were in one of those theaters with, like, the new nice screens where it's like, you know, the visuals are super crisp. And I was like, you know, it could be dull today. We can miss it. I'm fine with that. I don't need to see everything. I will tell you guys, I probably only actually saw about 60% of the movie because I sat with my eyes like this, like trying to peek out of one eye. Like, what can I see? And what, this feels okay. Yeah. So it was good, but I was terrified. I didn't have nightmares though. So that's great. That's always
good. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
No, that is a good sign. Opinion,
when I don't keep myself up at night thinking about it, it's a good one. So definitely check it out. Definitely the way.
Okay, so I actually, did I already talk about Spiral on this?
I don't think so.
I feel like, you know, I might be having deja vu here, but the first movie that I went and saw was Spiral, which is actually part of the Saw franchise. So like, you know, Jigsaw, Saw 1, 2, 3, all of them, all like 10 of those movies. So the whole Saw portion of things though is technically like over, and this is some kind of like separate story and situation that kind of relates and ties into it.
Okay.
So you definitely get all of the same nasty, like bloody, you know, gut stuff, all the visuals with it. Like, you know how sometimes when you see those like gory movies, they give you like just enough and you're like, oh, okay, that was enough. You know, they leave it for too long. You know, you're like,
oh, they go all the way there.
Yeah. Like, you know, there was a scene where someone was getting like glass in their back. And you think that, like, you know, maybe you would just see a couple seconds at a time. No, they're like straight up showing this man get like, you know, torn up alive by this glass, essentially. Yeah, so that just gives you like a good idea of part of the visual. There's more. There is so much more. And it's all just equally as nasty and uncomfortable, actually. Like, it's sometimes at times very uncomfortable to watch. This movie has I don't want to say star-studded cast, but it has Samuel L. Jackson in it and Chris Rock, which are two very well-known actors, you know, and comedians. I don't know, is Samuel Jackson a comedian? I mean, like, he plays funny characters.
He has his moments, I think, is what you're trying to get at. Yeah, he has his
Chris
moments.
Chris Rock is the, yeah. But they did a very good job, you know. So Samuel L. Jackson plays Chris Rock's father. The story actually follows Chris Rock, and there's like a bunch of murders that keep happening that are similar to, like, you know, the Saw thing. And so they're trying to basically play catch up, or like, you know, figure it out and find out what's going on. And as in all the movies, there's a twist at the end that you're not supposed to see coming. I will say it's very predictable. I was definitely watching it the whole time, like, oh, okay, this person's gonna be involved here, or like, see how they're setting this up, because later this is gonna happen. And like, you know, I felt like you, Shantae. I've been feeling like you lately watching these movies. Like, you know, you just see through it. And you just kind of knew what to expect as it was coming, but it was still really uncomfortable to watch and see. IMDb gave it a 5.3, and Rotten Tomatoes only gave it a 36%.
What?
Yeah. So it's not very well liked by the critics, I'm seeing.
It's probably because they're like, why are they still making these movies?
Well, and that's what I was just going to say. I feel like at this point, it's definitely just like, you know, it was like a cult classic. You know, it's one of those types of franchises and things where you're gonna like it, and they're pretty much catering to the fans at this point. Like, they know that people are gonna come and see this because there already are people who love the franchise and are gonna, you know, that are gonna go. Right. I also want to throw out there that 21 Savage did the album, like, for the movie.
The whole album?
Yeah, like the, what's that called?
The soundtrack, the movie soundtrack.
There, thank you. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, he did the soundtrack. Because like you'll listen to it throughout it, and you'll be like, the music was great, you know. And I was like, oh shoot, okay, they kind of made it a little spicy in here. Okay. So yeah, I like Spiral, but I'm a fan of it, of like the franchise in general. I won't say that, you know, it was one of my favorites. But I did love to see Chris Rock in a dramatic role, or like in a serious role. That was really cool to see. So I would recommend it. You know, it'll probably come out on one of the many streaming platforms that I'm sure we all have. I would wait for that. I wouldn't go and see it. But it was good. Yeah, it was good overall. Lastly, I want to review quickly A Quiet Place 2. Because that also just came out around the same time as The Conjuring, Devil Made Me Do It. And this one was a long-awaited sequel as well. For those of you guys that saw Quiet Place, the first one, that was a thriller that just had you on the edge of your seats the whole time. And it was also a really cool, like, groundbreaking movie, because one of the main characters was a deaf person, and they had a lot of signing, so it was a nice movie that kind of catered to all to that community as well, inclusive. And I only recently saw the first one like a week or two ago, and then immediately went and saw the second one, so it was all very fresh. Oh. It was so freaking good. It has, yes, girl, it has John Krasinski in it, which is the guy that plays Jim from The Office. So, you know, I'm already a huge fan of him. And he died in the first one, but that's not a spoiler. The movie's been out for a while. So if you haven't
seen it.
Okay, cool. I saw it
in theaters.
Okay, cool. I was like, yeah. But the second one kind of shows kind of like what happened leading up to the first movie, like the intro.
Oh, there. So it's like a prequel.
Well, no. So like there's the opening scene that is like that little intro there. And then the rest of the movie literally picks up from where the first one ends. Yeah. Waste no time. So yeah. So it's pretty much like, you know, as you know what happened, their home pretty much got destroyed. And so now they're trying to find refuge elsewhere. And the kicker is there's a newborn baby involved for, you know. Right. Yeah. So it was very, very good. They are savage. The kids are so stupid. I just can't even handle the
Aren't
kids
they always.
Kids are always trying to do the absolute most and getting involved in things that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
But yes, I definitely recommend it. This one I really won't talk more about because of the fact that it is still very new. And I know you guys are going to want to go see it. I think it's also available on one of those platforms as well. I don't know which one.
Probably HBO.
But yeah, definitely check it out. It was so good and really worth it. There's a new male lead in it as well that they come upon. And he's awesome. He's a great actor. He does a good job. I don't even know his name, but he's killing it. So yeah, that's my review of the week. We are obviously in a spooky mood, so maybe the next one will be a little lighter.
I don't know, man. And they keep telling me that Handmaid's Tale, the way it ends, is pretty crazy. Uh-huh. And I'm just about to finish them. I'm like halfway through the last episode. So I think mine is going to be just as dark. But
I'm praying for you.
So that we save enough time for our hot topic roundup, because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to go ahead and jump into another 2 to 3 minute break. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
What up, is the guy that never lies, I have to say so.
You better dad, DJ True.
And let me tell y'all about the Fuck Outta Here podcast, where we talk about current topics, interview everybody from any field or profession.
And let me tell you about our segment. Every week, we get somebody the fuck out of here. Yeah, I said it, the fuck out of here, no matter what.
And so tune in every Monday for new episodes
on YouTube and whatever streaming platform you listen to your podcast on.
Let's get it.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, girl. I just had to run and tell y'all about my favorite licensed esthetician, Easy Aesthetics by Elise. She helps me keep it right and tight, okay? I'm talking facials for your face, booty, and meow. Not only is she amazing at skincare services, but she also provides teeth whitening, body contouring, and services for men too. Book her for a private session, a kickback spa day with your girls, or date night with your man. Whatever you have in mind, just ask and she'll let you know how she can service you. Now that's what I call top tier full service. DM her on Instagram for rates and services at Easy E Aesthetics. Again, that's Easy E Aesthetics with a Z. Tell her Jazz sent you. Now hurry before she books up.
We are the physicians, the nurses, the hospital and health system leaders. All we ask of you is to take 3 simple steps proven to stop the spread of COVID. Wear a cloth face mask, maintain social distance, and wash your hands. Scientific evidence must shape our decisions, dictate our actions, and protect our health. We are not powerless. Together, we will defeat COVID. This has been a message from the American Hospital Association, the American Medical Association, and the American Nurses Association.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl Jazz and
Shantae.
Hey, she was ready. I love it. Before the break, we did our reviews of the week, which was of Spiral, A Quiet Place 2, and The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. All are recommended. All are very scary. So just be prepared for whatever you're getting yourself into.
Space them out, you guys. Space them out.
Now we're going to go ahead and get into our hot topic, which, like we said earlier, will be a roundup. We took the entire month of May to discuss mental health, and so much has unfolded that we just need to do a big catch up. The first things first that we want to talk about is it's June, which is Pride Month, you know, so there's all kinds of celebrations and festivities going on to honor that and those who are part of that community. So I'm excited for that because Seattle usually does Pride pretty big. I wonder what that's going to look like because of, you know, our shift with transitioning out of COVID. So, yeah, I'm going to be out here. But also I wanted to point out that, you know, there's still so much progress to be made for the community and rights and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if you guys heard about this, but just a couple days ago, they confirmed or, you know, solidified that there will be a continued ban of the Pride flag on all military bases. So I don't know if that's anything that you guys have been hearing about, but I guess it's been ongoing for quite a while. And it's something that they are not going to allow. So if you still
mean,
have
like,
any
Pride flags on people's cars or whatever, or like
I'm thinking
people that they own.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. Because I'm thinking, like, you know how, like, they have Joint Lewis Base McCord, JBLM, out here? Mm-hmm. Joint Base Lewis McCord. Yeah, I was like, did I say that right? You know how they have, like, the housing there? Like, are they not allowed to, like, on that? Would that be, is right. that considered a military base? You know,
I mean,
and they can't even
base.
Have it on their house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, so stay tuned to see how that changes and how that develops, you know, because that again is, I feel like a stifling of, you know, freedom of speech, but whatever. And to continue that, there was a couple in Wind Point, Wisconsin, who were told by their HOA that they couldn't fly their pride flag. They live in a cul-de-sac in this little neighborhood. And I put this in here specifically for you, Shante, because you've been talking about the potential of like moving into a place that has like an HOA.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was interesting. They really be trying to control their folds.
They really control a lot. Like, I know someone out here who's like HOA was like, you need to bring your trash in the house. Like, it doesn't need to be on your corner.
Oh, Jesus.
So now,
okay.
So now he has to keep his like trash in his garage.
That's annoying.
At all times, unless it's actually trash day. Yeah, stuff like that. Or they fine you. And I'm like,
see?
Is it that serious?
No, it's not. So so what they did was they got very creative and they installed rainbow floodlights in their front yard that were facing towards the house. So at night, when they turn those lights on, it creates a very beautiful rainbow that lights up their entire home. So that's a loophole. Like, there's nothing in their like HOA thing or anything like that that says that they cannot do that. So I think it was a really nice way to stick it to them.
We'll wait on it. It'll be in there next week.
Right. Well, it's funny. So one of the people that, you know, that lives in that house, they sit on the board, like the HOA for like their neighborhood.
Of course.
So I guess there was issue with like other flags. And so it became a thing where they were just kind of like, how about we just nip this in the butt and just say no to all kind of things.
Okay.
You know, because this all only happened very recently. Like the issue started maybe like a month ago and then this was just decided and, you know, it moved very quickly. Mm-hmm. However, abundant flags are still available, are still allowed, which
I don't know.
Those are the ones that are like half circles that people usually hang from like their, railings and things, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So those are still allowed. Those types of flags are still allowed. So anyone can do whatever they want there.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
This community in Wind Point, Wisconsin was never going to move to Wisconsin anyways, but
thank you
for giving me another good reason to not move specifically to a community that won't wear flags. what I'll also be looking for that in my association. Like, do you guys allow us to fly flags? What are your stipulations here?
Right.
Outside of that, we're gonna move on to a little bit more pop culture hot topic. In recent news, J-Lo and A-Rod broke up. We're all so sad about it. I actually was rooting for them. I thought they were gonna get married.
Same.
But you know, I think J-Lo is just a woman that she just doesn't need to get married. Just be single and be J-Lo and be
She's
fine,
a ring collector.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanos.
You know, now y'all know I'm not gonna let y'all sit up here and talk too much about J-Lo now. She is
Wait,
not
that's
like
not Thanos.
Naked. Thanos is terrible.
No, he is, but like, you know, he's all about trying to collect stones. She's over here, she's got Ben Affleck, she's got Diddy, she got Mark Anthony. Like, she's almost there.
Was she engaged to Diddy?
Ooh.
I think so. No?
I don't know.
But maybe, I don't know. Don't catch me lying. Okay.
So J-Lo is a single woman now, and in recent news, she has had a flurry of her old men come out of the woodwork trying to win that back. So she has been seen with Ben Affleck a lot lately, leaving, you know, cute little beach houses with him and stuff. So the tabloids are, you know, wildly speculating that they are back together. I don't know. I think she's just doing her own thing, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, she was just seen with Ben Affleck the week before. Like, come on. But
that's what I was saying, Ben Affleck.
She's going down memory lane.
But I also think that I remember watching like a special on her, and she said that like that whole breakup with Ben Affleck was really like heartbreaking for her because she felt like he's like the one that got away. So I'm like, maybe it is him, you know?
Maybe.
Who knows? I guess I'm standing it. Just don't put Ben Affleck back as Batman and everything's cool with me.
Nice. Did not stand for him as Batman. Understood.
Outside of Ben Affleck, Diddy also took to Instagram to post a couple throwbacks of them when they were together, and that was another couple I stand. I did like her with Diddy, but I think that was also a young hot mess. Like, I think
that was probably the first start.
just knowing Diddy and who he is, and
she was very hot at the time too. You know, like.
Yeah.
And then they were IG Live together, dancing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Like, they're over here. I think
A-Rod, I think they're friends. But I think the
thing so?
For the whole
post up of
us when we were together. Like, she just became single. Hey, what's good, J-Lo? Like, he slid in the DMs.
He sees any opportunity and is like, I'm running with this.
Yes. Publicly slid in her DMs. So now we're going to skirt because, you know, Diddy was seemingly trying to get with J-Lo, but then showed up at Pierce Thomas. Is that his name?
Thomas? I don't know these people.
A very well-known producer had a party about a week ago, and all the celebrities came out looking A1. Everybody looked good. They just looked like money. And Diddy was there with the likes of Young Miami from City Girls.
Ugh. She's
and
so slow.
I just wanna pose the question. Do we think they're dating based off a picture of them holding hands at this party?
I don't. That didn't even come to mind when I
it
saw
didn't register.
When I saw the picture of them together.
It didn't register to me.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That's not for me.
I don't even really care. And I just think that, like, in this situation, if they're doing anything, I think it's hooking up. And I think that if they're truly dating, that's a loss for Diddy because she can't rap. You can't be Diddy dating somebody who can't rap.
Hey, I mean, he gave Cassie a career and she can't sing, so.
Well, can he help her with their bars at least? Like, that's all I'm gonna ask.
Something. Get that speed up. Get that flow up.
Alrighty, guys. That is actually all we have time for today. There's so much more going on, but that is our show for today. You are listening. Thank you for listening to The Way with Jasmine.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place. Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.